Hi, this is Beth Jones Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Well, for the past 4 weeks, if you've had a chance to listen in to our previous podcast recordings, we've been on a quest to discover God's purpose for our lives. Or as the author of our study, The Purpose-Driven Life, Rick Warren, puts it, to discover and search for what on earth are we here for? You know, we have discovered that our primary purpose in life, the reason that we are here, is to glorify God. And since then, we've been on a search to discover the five specific ways we can demonstrate that we are glorifying God. First of all, a couple weeks ago, studied number one is in worshiping God. The second way, in fellowshipping with God's family. And then this past week, as we read in The Purpose-Driven Life, we learned third, which is to glorify God in our discipleship, which means when we grow to become more like Jesus. As our author writes in The Purpose-Driven Life book, page 171, if you're following along, he writes, "You were created to become like Christ. From the very beginning, God's plan has been to make you like His Son, Jesus. This is your destiny and the third purpose of your life." God announced this intention at creation when He said, "Let us make human beings in our image and likeness." Now, to be clear, very clear, we're not going to become God or like God or Jesus, but rather God wants us to develop the mind and character like Jesus, to think and act as Jesus does. It's kind of that WWJD, what would Jesus do, thinking, and developing that more and more as our thoughts and our actions mirror Jesus more and more. This is what grows and develops our character. Our author writes this. He says, "God's ultimate goal for your life on earth is not comfort, but character development. He wants you to grow up spiritually and become like Christ. Becoming like Christ does not mean losing your personality or becoming a mindless clone. God created your uniqueness, so He certainly doesn't want to destroy it. Christlikeness is all about transforming your character, not your personality." You know, we go on to read a little bit more detail, as our author writes on page 178, that Jesus did not die on the cross just so we could live comfortable, well-adjusted lives. His purpose is far deeper. He wants to make us like Himself before He takes us to heaven. This is our greatest privilege, our immediate responsibility, and our ultimate destiny. You know, as we have discussed, if you've been with us in previous Bible studies in the past, we know that any kind of change that we desire always begins in our mind, how we think, which then leads to the choices that we make. And our character is a result of the choices that we make. Our author writes this. He says, "Every choice has eternal consequences, so you had better choose wisely." Peter wrote, "Since everything around us is going to melt away, what holy, godly lives you should be living." Our author continues to write, "Christlikeness is the result of making Christlike choices and depending on His Spirit to help you fulfill those choices. Once you decide to get serious about becoming like Christ, you must begin to act in new ways. You will need to let go of some old routines and develop some new habits and intentionally change the way you think. You can be certain that the Holy Spirit will help you with these changes. The Bible says, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose." I love that from Philippians 2:13. It is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose. As you're making choices, you can be sure, and not always easy, to make those kind of changes at times. But God is the one who's working in you to will and to act according to his good purposes. And as we grow to become more like Jesus in the way we think, we also recognize how God's word changes our thinking and transforms our character, because God's word is truth. I just love how our author describes it for us. He writes, "The Bible is far more than a doctrinal guidebook. God's word generates life and creates faith and produces change and frightens the devil and causes miracles and heals hurts, builds character, transforms circumstances, imparts joy, overcomes adversity." Goes on to say, "Never take God's word for granted. You should consider it as essential to your life as food." So we grow to become more like Jesus in the choices that we make and as we digest God's word. And we also grow to become like Jesus in the way that we respond to difficulties and trouble. Our author writes that God uses problems to draw you closer to him. The Bible says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those who are crushed in spirit. Your most profound and intimate experiences of worship will likely be your darkest days, when your heart is broken, when you feel abandoned, when you're out of options, when the pain is great. You turn to God alone. It is during suffering that we learn to pray our most authentic and heartfelt and honest to God prayers. When we're in pain, we don't have the energy for superficial prayers. He uses pain for a purpose, indeed for a purpose. As Paul wrote in Romans 8:28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." There is a purpose in our struggles. There's a purpose in our pain. Another way that God grows us to become more like Jesus is when we are tempted. You know, being tempted isn't wrong. Jesus was tempted just as we are. The difference is, of course, that Jesus never gave in to the temptations, but we all have at different times. But as we grow to become more like Jesus, when we face temptations, which Satan purposely puts in our path so that we might stumble, God always provides a way out. Always. As our author writes, there is always a way out. You may sometimes feel that a temptation is too overpowering for you to bear, but that's a lie from Satan. God has promised never to allow more on you than he puts within you to handle it. He will not permit any temptation you could not overcome. Well, growing to become more like Jesus in the way that we think and the choices we make, through how we respond at times of trouble and pain, through how we handle temptations, are all steps in our discipleship growth, also known as spiritual growth. And this process of becoming a mature Christian, of becoming a mature disciple of Jesus, doesn't happen in a day. There are no shortcuts. It cannot be rushed. You know, our author writes that discipleship is a process of becoming and conforming to Christ. The Bible says we arrive at real maturity, the measure of development, which is by the fullness of Christ. And Christ-likeness is your eventual destination, but your journey will last a lifetime. Indeed, it will. You know, remember the good news that we learned in a study that we did last year, if you were with us, a study of Habakkuk. That when the progress towards spiritual growth seems slow, to not get discouraged. When Habakkuk became depressed, our author writes, because he didn't think God was acting quickly enough, God had this to say: "These things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. And if it seems slow, do not despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. They will not be overdue a single day." Remember, a denial from God, or a delay from God, is not a denial. Remember how far you've come, not just how far you have to go. You may not be where you want to be, but neither are you where you used to be. Hold on to Philippians 1:6 that reminds us that being confident of this, that he who began the good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So carry on. Fight the good fight that leads to developing more and more that mind of Christ, making those choices, diving into his word, you know, helping to know that there's a purpose for the struggles and pains when they come, and that he is with us all that way, that there is no temptation that he has ever left us in, that we can overcome the temptation because we have his spirit within us. Fight that good fight, growing to become more and more like Christ, the fight of discipleship. Thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.